I'm interested that you didn't have a barn. What did you store things in?
Oh, we had a granary for storage of grains.
What kind of grains did you have?
We had oats, barley.
Did you raise those crops?
We raised those oats and barley.
Which were you better at raising? Which was easier to raise?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't say which is easier.
Whole part, huh?
About the same. Weren't hard to raise if you just handled the ground right.
Were there any other crops that people around here raised?
Yeah, alfalfa hay and what we called native hay, just the native grasses.
Did they ever use the term for alfalfa? Did they ever call it lucerne?
You're not here. I know what you're talking about, but
is
nobody
that,
here ever called it that.
Is that the same thing, though?
I think so.
And you mentioned before a thing called a quart. Maybe you could tell me what a quart is.
Well, it's just a short whip.
Now, you use that on cattle, or...?
One type of quirt, like, was short, had a loop on it so you could hang it on the horn or else carry it. It's just for a short, just for a horse you're riding.
How is that different than a small whip?
Well, a small whip just had a handle on it, I guess, as far as I know.
A quirt had no handle.
Well, he did, yeah, but a whip was kind of a fragile thing compared to quirt. Quirt was heavier.
Nice. And what were they made out of?
Leather.
Both the quirt and the whip.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned a grindstone. Was there ever a stone you used in your hand to sharpen?
Whetstone?
A whet, okay. You said that your father, with the hogs you had, or what? Well, first of all, what's the difference between a hog and a pig?
Well, a pig is usually, the way we felt about it, a pig was a young animal, while a hog was a grown-up, mature animal.
About when does that change come in a pig's life? When
oh, darn if I know. I wouldn't know how to tell that.
Nice. But you raised a lot of hogs?
We raised quite a few hogs.
Did you have goats or anything like that on that farm?
Well, not very much. We had one or two goats at different times. Just one of the goats that we had that I can remember best was we had it for the sake of the milk it gave for a baby. But when we got to where it didn't need it, well, we butchered the goat. Didn't like it. They were a nuisance.
What would it do?
Oh, they get into everything. They get into your garden, they get into your yard, and they're a nuisance.
We're always jumping the fence?
Oh, yeah, they jump a fence.
Is it true that they'll eat anything?
Just about anything, yeah. They're sure a nuisance, I know that.
You like sheep better than goats?
Oh, yeah, much easier to handle.